looking at we've been looking at the first books of the Bible, which is called the Book of the Law, Book of Moses. And so we have been going through from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. And so I had said on last week that I wanted to try to do Numbers and Deuteronomy today. I wanted to try to close up all of it and bring everything together on today, because we had some other places to move. But if you turn to Numbers chapter 1:1-3, we're going to be moving a little bit around. But we had started on this because we had, I was trying to show the people of God how God's word is based upon and built upon a foundation. And so I shared a couple of weeks ago that the entire Bible, everything within the entire Bible, is based upon the first five books. So in essence, there are different places around the world, and they have been in times past, and I'm sure probably some places even now where they might not even have the entire 66 books. But it's interesting that God can show himself and give his truth even when there is but a portion of the whole, what we call the canon or the complete work of the Bible. And especially if you have the first five books that everything else is based around and refers back to the first five books. And so we're going to be looking today at Numbers and at Deuteronomy. Amen. Numbers and Deuteronomy. So let's look at Numbers. I'm going to read it, and you can read it with me. Numbers verse 1-3. Chapter 1, verses 1-3. And so we're going to start from here because we're going to pick up something very interesting from the very opening of the book. I want to say this also, is that in all of the first five books, we basically get a sketch or a hint about the whole book from the first few verses. The book of Genesis. Got the book of Genesis, where you have, it is called the book of Genesis because Genesis is the word that actually means beginning. And so Genesis actually is the book of beginning. So if you want to find the beginning of whatever you want to find out about, it's mostly found in the book of Genesis. You want to find out the first place where they had what we call a dog in the Bible, a man who tries to be a player and have two women on the side. You find that in Genesis. Hello. And he was bragging about it. You want to find out where the different races come from? You look in Genesis. It is the beginning of everything. And the first word says, in the beginning. In the beginning. See, I'm not going back to Genesis. See, now you're asking me other questions. I'll tell you after the message. It is called the book of beginnings, and the first verse says, in the beginning. You got Exodus, where it talks about, where we have that God showed them in the very beginning of Exodus. It says that there grew up that the people of God were in bondage, and that there grew up a Pharaoh that did not know Joseph. And so you find out that the whole book is about Exodus. So it begins. So every one of these first five books, they kind of begin letting you know what the sketch of the whole book is really about. And so likewise, you have Numbers. And it says in the very first verse, and the Lord spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their poles, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. Now, it may not seem like that really tells you a whole lot about the book, but it actually does. It actually tells us a very, very succinctly, but it tells us a lot about what the word, what this book actually is about. And once again, if we're going to understand the word of God, when it comes to studying the word of God, we must understand what is God trying to tell me? Not what do I think this means for me, but first of all, say, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me? So the book of Numbers, as Brother LaMail pointed out, it is primarily talking about genealogies. It primarily gives you a whole lot of these people that you'll probably never read about again other than the book of Numbers. And it tells you how many people was in their families and all that and all these numbers. And you may say, well, that doesn't really help me in my spiritual walk, just knowing how many people were in this family. But in actuality, it actually tells us a whole lot about God. Amen. Let's look at this. The book of Numbers basically tells us that God wants to set order. Hello. Because in Exodus, we see that he brought out, at least with women, men, women, and children, he brought out at least about 2 million people out of Egypt. One man under the leadership of God and direction of God brought out 2 million folks. Now that is a whole lot of people and a whole lot of headaches. Hello. Hello, let's be honest. And the first thing, if you have 2 million folks, that may seem like that that Moses should be happy because he got a great following. But the real problem is you got 2 million different opinions. Hello. If you got 2 million people, you have 2 million different opinions. And so the first thing that has to happen, well, we see that the actual first thing was that God took Moses up to Mount Sinai. We got the law. He got the law. He got the basic rules of what is supposed to go on. He also got the information about how the tabernacle was supposed to be built. So then that was built. He told him who was supposed to build it and who he had given wisdom to. So now we find out that the tabernacle has already been built. Now we find out God says, before we do anything else, the first thing is we got to establish a place of worship, a central place, a central idea, and the understanding of what it takes for worship. Now let's set order. So the first thing is that God wants the people of God to first understand that he is the object of worship. That's the first thing. And we dealt with that on last week dealing with Leviticus. Now that we understand that God is holy, God wants to have himself as the center place of worship. Now he says the next thing is order. It's interesting that many times we want things to look right before we even establish the central figure of Christ. Hello? I think I shared that on last week, that a lot of times people won't come to church because they're trying to get themselves together first and then say, I'm going to come to church. But God says you can't get yourself together. We cannot get ourselves together. We may try to look like we together, but we cannot really get ourselves together until we first put Christ first. Then he wants to come and set order. So the book of Numbers deals with, when you look at even the genealogies and why he, in the first three verses, he says that he wanted to take the sum, take the number of each of the tribes and all of the children of Israel. This basically speaks to us that God wants to set order. Can I get a little bit more volume in my monitors? So he wants to set order. So let's look. Well, we already dealt with that. The purpose of the book is to show us how God puts his order, puts his people in order. we have trouble even being saved when it comes to the church. And every church has this problem to one degree or another, some more pronounced than others. But we sometimes have a problem, even though we're saved, we then don't want to be put in an order. Hello. Everybody got their own idea. Well,